When Bryan volunteered to assist the state of Tennessee, Darrow volunteered to assist the defense. He told me that the reason he did it, and it took 2 or 3 months of his valuable time from a very lucrative law practice in Chicago, was because he felt the fundamentalists were getting too strong. It is little appreciated today, 30 years afterwards, what a furor this trial in Tennessee in July of 1925 caused. Journalists were there from all over the world. For no trial had ever taken place in the history of the world before which involved the clash between religious faith, modern scientific approach, nor one which had involved a penalty upon a high school teacher adhering to doctrines which presumably had been accepted. This young high school teacher, John Thomas Scopes, who taught in a small town in Tennessee, was an ordinary young man who was willing to make himself an example for the sake of principle. But he was perhaps the most inconspicuous of all the personalities involved in the trial, which was essentially a battle between Clarence Darrow on the one hand, representing the scientific, or if you like, the modern approach to history, and Bryan, who expressed an infallible faith in the Bible. One of the highlights of the trial was Mr. Darrow's examination of Bryan as an expert witness on the Bible. Bryan had volunteered to appear as a witness on biblical interpretation and history, and Darrow had a field day with him on the stand. At one point, he asked him whether his researches into biblical history had shown what the date of the creation was. And Mr. Bryan replied very promptly, yes, his researches had shown the exact year in which the Lord had created the world in 7 days. And he gave the date. Mr. Darrow then said, was there any particular month of the year, Mr. Bryan? And he replied, yes, we have figured out by our researches that it was in the month of May. He said, any particular day of the month, Mr. Bryan? He said, yes, it was the 14th of May. He said, any particular time of day, Mr. Bryan? He said, yes, the Lord created the earth at 9 o'clock in the morning. And then Mr. Darrow shot back, Eastern Standard Time? That ended that particular part of the inquiry into biblical research. Mr. Bryan and the judge got along famously because they were both fundamentalists. And the judge frequently tangled with Mr. Darrow. At one point, Mr. Darrow answered the judge rather sharply. And the judge said to him, Mr. Darrow, I hope you mean no disrespect of this court. Mr. Darrow drew himself up, looked at the judge and said, Your Honor, every man has the right to hope. That ended that. The trial went on for 2 or 3 months, and finally it resulted in a conviction. Under the law, there was only a judge, there was no jury. A conviction under the law which was appealed to the Supreme Court. But by that time, the so-called monkey trial in Tennessee had so discredited the theory of putting anti-evolution into law that there was not much fight left in the fundamentalists to get the state legislatures to follow Tennessee's example. Finally, the Supreme Court of Tennessee did uphold the law, but it found a defect in the proceedings which freed young Mr. Scopes, who never went to jail nor paid a fine. The trial ended, although there was some aftermath of it in a few other states, ended the attempt to make the teaching of evolution a crime. And the result is very largely to be attributed to Mr. Darrow's skill in making a little ridiculous the pretensions of those who thought they could make a crime out of teaching a modern doctrine held to be in conflict with the biblical interpretation.